The Italian composer Giorgio Antoniotto was a contemporary of Vivaldi. He too was a violinist, but that suddenly changed when he damaged his hand, apparently in a duel while in Paris. He could no longer play the violin, but he found that he could play the cello, which he started to learn instead. What is known of this composer comes from a chapter in a book by the English pastor Samuel Pegg. Pegg knew Antoniotto because the composer stayed with him in Whittington for several months on one of his many visits to England. Pegg's writing is very elegant and says a great deal about the qualities considered admirable in an 18th-century gentleman. He notes that Antoniotto was from a noble family in the Milanese and that he had a good education. He was tall, strong, genteel and polite, and in his younger years excelled in dancing, fencing and riding the great horse. He was acquainted likewise with modern languages and the Latin tongues, and had some knowledge in the mathematics, and had particular studies on fortification, but what he most excelled in was music. Antoniotto's fortunes took a turn for the worst when he joined the Spanish side in opposition to the Austrians in the War of Spanish Succession. As a result, he lost his estates and was forced to flee from Italy. He became an officer in the Spanish army and eventually left and made his living through music. Music teaching and performing took him to Vienna, Madrid, Lisbon, and then Paris. In Paris, he married and had several children. However, all of the children died young, and then his wife died. Then came the wound to his hand, which Pegg says was made by a sword, though he does not answer the interesting question of whether this was in fact due to a duel. Antoniotto's 12 cello sonatas were published in 1733. They've recently been recorded by the cellist Claire Lamquette. In the liner notes, she observes that the slow movements really suit the cello, but the fast movements are clearly violinistic, using techniques that would be much easier on the violin. Here is the spiritoso from Antoniotto's 6th sonata, played by Claire Lamquette with ensemble Hemiola. The spiritoso from Antoniotto's 6th sonata, played by Claire Lamquette and ensemble Hemiola. To hear this bonbon again, please go to the FMR website, click on podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.